this morning. But I just want to bring us a short message, because obviously this is church and we like to do a little bit of teaching, a little bit of speaking. So I'm going to speak to us just for a few minutes this morning on this memory verse. Who's singing it still in their head? Matthew 22. 37, 38, me and Paul, there you go. Okay, so love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So I just want to talk to us for a few minutes this morning about this verse. So for some of you, what I bring will be something that you live by. It will be something that you already know. And if that's the case, then I hope that what I do bring to you this morning will encourage you to keep going and keep living in that way. And for some of you, it might be something that you've heard before, maybe even followed it before. Maybe you've been to church previously or something like that. And maybe for some reason or other, you've forgotten about it, or you simply choose not to live by it anymore. And for others of you, what I bring will be completely new. Might be something that you've never heard. And do you know what? I want to say right from the outset, wherever you're at today, that is okay. It doesn't matter what you've come in with today, but this word might just be for you. So my first point is, let's talk about love. Ah, I know everyone, you can't say love and they'll go, ah. So first of all, a little bit of fun. I did some research on good old Google. Who likes Google? Me. It's like my lifesaver sometimes. So what we're going to do is a little bit like Family Fortunes. Okay, who's seen Family Fortunes? Yeah, there's a few people nodding. Okay, and I was thinking, what do you think are the top five words that are associated with this word love? Now, I'm going to ask you to shout out some answers in a minute, but please remember that we have a young audience in here, so keep it PG, keep it you, even keep it universal, you know, we don't want any questions on the way out. Okay, so any ideas? When you hear that word love, what? Family, okay. Oh, very good. Respect. And if we were on Teams this morning, you'd get mega points for that. Jesse, say again. God. Okay. Any other thoughts? When you hear the word love? Heart. Okay. I feel like I should have the Family Fortunes buzzers. Or the bing and spot prizes and all that. Go on, Lily. Soul. Oh, okay. Yeah, Ryan. Forgiveness. That's some excellent words coming. I'm obviously doing a good job, aren't I? Okay. So, if we could have my first slide up, please. And when I did my little bit of research on Google, if you said any of these words or thought any of these words, then give yourselves a pat on the back. I can't offer out any spot prizes or anything. I'm really sorry. It's not quite in the budget. But if you did, you get the satisfaction of knowing that you won. Okay, so we've got heart, family, caring, happiness, and forever. Okay, so it's an eternal thing. Okay. So the first thing that I want to pick out from our memory verse is the first word that Jesus says, which is love. Now, this word love we know can refer to different things, and most of us will know that there are different kinds of love. We can love people, we can love places, hobbies, objects, things. And you know what? These are all good, and I'm sure we'll agree that it's really good to love. But that's not, in this verse, that's not the kind of love that's been talked about here in this commandment. You know, the love that Jesus is talking about is an all-encompassing love. It's not a conditional love, and it's not one that's based on feelings. What it's talking about is a word that comes from a Greek word. Is everybody up for learning a little bit of Greek this morning? Okay, so the Greek word that it comes from is this word agape. Everybody say agape. Oh, a bit louder than that. Agape. Fantastic. So kids, when you go to school on Monday, you can say, miss, miss, sir, sir, I learned some Greek at the weekend. And it's the Greek word for love, which is? Fantastic. Okay, so agape. This love is a self-giving love. And it's a love that isn't just about desire or feeling, but it's a decision that, and the will to be committed to someone or something. So it's a desire, it's a choice that you will make. So in the context of this verse, Matthew 22, 37, when it says, love the Lord your God, I can't not do it now, it's in there. What it's saying is that we need to choose. We need to have the will and the desire to love God. And here's what I've learned as I've chosen to love God. And it's this. When we love God, we truly get to see who he is. As we love him, we see his faithfulness, we see his grace, we see his mercy, we see his goodness, we see his provision. And you know, even if we choose not to love him and follow him, he still loves us because we are his children. But when we do, as this first commandment says, as we love the Lord our God, when we truly love him, we enter into a whole other life and a better life than what we would experience without him. So that's love. It's unconditional and it's not based on that warm, fuzzy feeling, but rather it's something that we choose to do. So the next word that I want to pick up on is this word all. It's one of the shortest words in the verse, but yet it brings the biggest challenge and the biggest impact to the verse. So I was thinking about this word all, and there's some examples of when you might use this. So if you've heard these phrases before, you know, grown-ups and children, if you've heard these words before, give me a smile and a nod or a little wave. You're not leaving the table until it's all gone. Who's heard that? I think everyone's heard that. I would just like to say, hi, Mum. Mummy's here this morning. I didn't leave the table until it all went. It may have been a long time, but, you know, my brother caved a little bit before me. I would just like to point that out, that my stubbornness stuck out there. Okay, but I left the table after it had all gone. Next one, eat all your greens. Tidy away all of your toys. Who's heard that one? I've heard that one a few times. Oh, never mind that. Actually, I'm the one saying it now. It's on the flip side. Don't eat them all at once. So if you get a big bag of sweets or some chocolate, Easter eggs, we have a little bit of a thing in our house where it's Easter eggs. James will eat his all at once because he thinks they're there for eating. I'm saving them. I'm making them last 6 months through the year until I get to Christmas. And then I've got my Christmas chocolate to last me through to Easter. So that's any chocolate you see in my house, it's always mine. So, last one. Read all of the instructions first. Who's heard that one? A few of the grumbles and groans there. So when we hear this word all, we can sometimes give a little bit of a moan, a little bit of a grumble. And I think it depends on what we're being asked to do. Because very often, it feels like a very tall order. When you hear this word all, it feels like, oh, that's too much for me to do. Now, I'd like to introduce you to some characters from a film that I really like. And they're going to come up on the next slide. Okay, so we have Mr. and Mrs. Templeton. We have Timothy Templeton. And we have Boss Baby, who you later, at the end of the film, found out is called Theodore Templeton. I'm secretly convinced that that is actually Josiah and that he's here in disguise. So, Boss Baby, he joins the Templeton family at the start of the film, much to Timothy's disappointment. In one particular scene from this film, Timothy's feeling a little bit upset about his brother's arrival. He's feeling uneasy about him being around. And they're sat around the dinner table in one particular scene, and the mum and dad say, he's like, why is he here? And he's having a good old grumble and moan. And the mum and dad say to him, well, when you get to know him, you will love him with all of your heart, just like we do. And then the parents leave the room, and Timothy gets down from the table, and he sort of sidles round, looks his brother dead in the eye, and goes, never. Never, never will I love you with all of my heart. Now, when Timothy's parents say that to him, they say it in a way as a parent's viewpoint. And Timothy, being the brother, he thinks that it's something that he'll never be able to do. He thinks it's something that he can't do because he thinks it's impossible. He thinks he's already got enough things in his life that he loves, and he also can't understand how or why his mum and dad can have enough love for the two of them. And as the film goes on, the two boys go on this learning curve, they go on this journey about being brothers and learning to love each other. And at the end of the film, the boss baby, he goes back to where he came from, and the parents, they have their minds wiped from remembering this baby. And Timothy is given the choice. They say, do you want to remember the baby, or do you not want to remember the baby? And he says, yeah, I'll keep the memories of this baby. And as the baby goes, he spends a few days And he says, oh, I'm really starting to miss him. And he realises just how much he really loved his brother. So what he does is he writes a letter to the boss baby. And he says this in his letter. If there isn't enough love for the two of us, then I will give you all of mine. I will be there every morning when you wake, every breakfast, every birthday, every Christmas. We will do new things together and we will grow old together. You name it and I will be there. So that's the letter that Timothy writes to this baby who he said, never, never will I love you with all of my heart. And as I was reflecting on the verse in Matthew 22, I was thinking how similar it is for us when it comes to loving God with all of our heart. We often put limitations on what we think we can or cannot do. But the reality is that God never asks too much of us. When he gives us this commandment, in the scriptures, you know, he's telling us what we are capable of as a person. He's telling us what we are able to do and just how much our heart can love. I read this in one of my devotional books, which is written as though God is speaking directly to you. It's a fascinating book. And this is what it says about loving him with all of your heart. It says this, can you not leave behind what clings to your soul? Can your affections now burn with love for me? It is more than a choice. It is a courage that must fill your heart as you look to the horizon. So what this is saying is this, not only is loving God a choice and a desire and a will that we have to make, but it's a brave choice. And it's something that requires for us to leave behind the things that cling to our heart and our soul, maybe bitterness, resentment, anger, or fear, to name just a few. As we choose to love him, our love will grow. And the more we choose to love God, it will become our primary nature. It will become the thing that we always do. So that's the word all, which leads me on nicely to my final thoughts on this verse. And that's about it being the whole person, about the heart, the soul, and the mind. The same verse, Matthew 22, in the Passion puts it like this. Jesus answered him, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. So, we should love God with everything that we are and everything that we were created with. And we were created with a heart, with a soul, and with a mind. The passions of our heart are those things that we love and which are also pleasing to God. The energy of our being is pursuing a right and godly character. And our every thought is focusing on the truth of God's word and living in it and reading it every day. 1 John chapter 4, 19 in the Passion again says this. Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. And although this verse talks about love for others, as in love of people, it's the same kind of love that we should love God with. It's a courageous love and an unconditional love. You know, the same love that God has shown to us. And as we come to realize the magnitude of this, we can't do anything else but love him. Not because of what he does or not because of what he can give, but simply because of who he is. He is love. And as we love God and learn more of his love, then that helps us to love other people also. So just to bring all that to a close, from this verse we can learn that loving God is a choice that we have to make. It's a bold and courageous choice, but one that we have to decide to do for ourselves. When this commandment says all, secondly, it's not out of our grasp or out of our capabilities. And thirdly, when we love him with everything that we are as a physical person, our character and our thoughts, it changes the way that we see other people. So in a few moments, we're going to have a time of prayer and we're going to give you a chance to respond, to think and reflect on the things you've heard this morning. Maybe some of the songs, song words this morning have challenged you or you thought, oh, what on earth does that mean? Or maybe the words from the dance at the start, maybe they challenged you as well. But we're just going to give you some time to think and reflect. So maybe you're having a boss baby moment where you're saying, all of my heart, never. And do you know what? I would encourage you this morning to ask God to reveal himself to you. You know, maybe you're hearing all these things about living and love and you're starting to feel a bit different because God is starting to move and you begin to remember this God that you once knew. And again, I would ask you just to ask God to keep speaking to you. Can we just hold off on that a second, guys? Guys, can we just stop? And maybe you're having a final boss baby moment where you're saying, yes, I'm all in. I will give you all of my love. And if that's you, then why not chat to someone at the end? You know, if there's me, there's the Neon team, we've got all our leaders. So we've got Matt, we've got Joe, Liz, Paul, James, myself, you know. Why not chat to someone and ask them to pray with you? I'm not going to ask you to publicly respond now, but we're going to have a time of prayer where I'm going to invite Ellie up to the stage to tell us what we're going to do.